This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 186 for Wednesday, December 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday, although activity was choppy, with the market making a few attempts at breaking higher before running into resistance. Canola 30 cents higher to down $3 at the close. Most contracts lower, January down $2.90 at $660.40 per ton. Losses in outside markets accounted for much of the spillover selling pressure, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all down on the day. Bearish chart signals contributed to the declines, with the path of least resistance said to still be pointing lower for the time being. But scaled-down demand from domestic crushers on the other side did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans saw a continuation of yesterday's sell-off, with the January contract down 16 cents at 13.07 per bushel. Forecasts calling for much-needed rain in some dry areas of Brazil weighed on prices, but the longer-range outlook remains hot and dry. A move by Argentina to devalue its currency relative to the U.S. dollar was being followed closely, with increased exports out of the country a likely consequence. Adjustments to Argentina's soybean export tariffs are also possible. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 125,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn futures also pressured by improving South American weather, with sharper losses in wheat and other bearish influence. March corn down 5 cents at $4.79 per bushel. Monthly U.S. ethanol data did show a small decrease in daily production of the renewable fuel, but supplies grew by over 500,000 barrels to 22.1 million barrels. Wheat, it's lower across the board, with chart-based positioning a feature after yesterday's move higher. Minneapolis spring wheat down 17 cents in the March contract at $7.12 per bushel. Kansas City down 24 cents in March at $6.32 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 20 cents in the March contract at $6.05 per bushel. After making large purchases all last week, China has been absent from the U.S. wheat market this week, although their recent demand should show up in tomorrow's weekly export report. Ukraine's wheat crop was pegged at 20.2 million tons by private analysts, which would be down by 9% on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.